Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Future Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from funeralfuturist.com. We are continuing our series of pre-conference interviews for Funeral Plans Canada 10th Annual Sales Conference that is going to be held in Kitchener, Ontario on November 28th and 29th. Today's guest is Dr. Bill Webster of Center for the Grief Journey, located in Mississauga, Ontario. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am, Robin. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you doing, Bill?
Fine, thanks.
Now, Bill, if just for the listeners, if you could provide a little bit of background about yourself and about your company.
Well, as you mentioned, my name is Bill Webster. I'm a grief counselor. I actually came to my work through a personal experience when my wife died very suddenly and unexpectedly in 1983, and I really struggled to come to terms not only with my loss, but with the fact that many people seem to feel that I should be getting over it in a couple of months, and actually in a couple of months I was feeling worse than I was at the time that that my wife died.
Mm-hmm.
So it was because of that I sought out some help for myself, and a few years later went to the University of Toronto and did my doctoral work, and part of that was developing grief support programs, which I did through a local funeral home here in Toronto. And then after graduating, and with the increasing success of the programs that I developed, founded the Center for the Grief Journey. And the center really exists to, first and foremost, provide education and empathy and encouragement for grieving people through our grief support programs, through the books that I've written, through our website at griefjourney.com. And I also do a number of professional seminars, training programs, helping other people discover how they can initiate and organize and facilitate support programs in their local community.
Okay. Well, and I know that you are quite involved both here in Canada and over in the UK too, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. I work with a funeral planning company in the UK and go over there 8 weeks a year, and I'm their consultant. And my definition of an expert is someone who's more than 100 miles away from home. And that seems to work in many different areas. I think Kitchener's almost 100 miles away from my home, so hopefully that'll work out in November.
Okay. Oh, great. Well, now, Bill, speaking of the conference there, you're going to be presenting, your topic is paradigms, priorities, and possibilities. So can you just maybe expand on that subject or topic?
Sure, I'd be delighted to, Rob. A paradigm, as probably everyone realizes, is a way of looking at things. And I've become convinced, as I get older, that we really need to stop every now and then and take a look at the way we look at things. Because sometimes the way we see the problem is the problem. And of course, coming from my perspective as a grief counselor and seeing a real need to provide not just at-need care for grieving people, but after-need care as well, I'm hoping that I can sort of share with the participants there a little bit of my vision as to how we can provide a new way of looking at aftercare, providing different things to give people ongoing support. Because I think that people are not just looking for a service. They're not just looking for goods that can be purchased at the time of need. I've become convinced that people are really more looking for experiences. And if we in the funeral profession and we connected with it can provide a good ongoing experience for people, that's really what's going to allow them to come back and what's going to increase client loyalty and so on. Paradigms are usually based on priorities, and priorities then lead to possibilities. And so I'm hoping that my talk will be a little bit of a motivational talk. I'm going to use some humor and some video and some cartoons and different things. So it'll be fun. But I hope that there'll also be a very serious message in terms of taking another look at the way that we look at this whole area of aftercare.
Well, and, as you said with your, even in your own experience, it does, the grief doesn't end with the funeral, and people, although that's in the past where the funeral home's relationship has usually ended at at the end of the graveside, handing them a couple of flowers or something like that, where now to be, you know, maybe to be different in your community as a funeral home. And, you know, as you mentioned, the loyalties aren't the same as they used to be. So, you know, we need to look at new ways of not only building up that loyalty, but what better way than just providing a better experience and that ongoing communication.
Well, I mean, what I hear you saying, Rob, is absolutely right. It's exactly what I'm getting at. You know, it's basically people today say, well, what have you done for me lately? And so in providing an ongoing kind of a thing, I've worked with funeral homes now who provide ongoing grief support groups. I've helped to organize different Christmas memorial services, you know, packing places out, you know, 500, 600 people coming because they want to have that meaningful experience. You said the grief doesn't end. The grief hardly begins at the time of the funeral, and sometimes it's 2 or 3 months down the road that people sort of need some encouragement and some help. Of course, by that time, nobody's talking about it in society, and so the one thing grieving people do not want is they don't want their loved one to be forgotten. And so different ways of just remembering the person, working with memories and so on, can be extremely helpful. But I think, I mean, I heard loud and clear what you said, that traditionally, this is the way it was done. And that's fair enough. But what worked yesterday may not work today and certainly may not work tomorrow. And I believe that we need to sort of, again, find different paradigms, different ways of looking at, understanding not just the funeral industry, but understanding that in many businesses these days, many industries, you look at the television, for example, and you look at the car advertisements. They don't talk about the tires. They don't talk about the miles to the liter or kilometers to the liter. They don't talk about the engine and so on. They talk about the experience. You see this wonderful couple, and they're in there, and it's magical, and they're zip, zoom, 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 and all this stuff. It's the experience that people are looking for, not just the goods and the services, but, you know, what was the experience like? And more and more funerals are being personalized, and different products coming out to kind of cater to what people are really asking for. I think we need to take another look and see how that can work for people.
And I think too, beyond just, you know, adding more products or a customized casket, but just more, first of all, involving the families more and the other participants, but you know, having those meaningful things that, you know, taking it from conducting a funeral service to honoring someone's life and that kind of bigger picture.
I mean, again, I think that's absolutely right. You're putting your finger right on exactly what we're trying to think about, because again, people want to personalize things. When you give someone a choice, you empower them. And when people sort of are told that, oh, this is the way it has to be and so on, as sometimes happens, you know, they feel disenfranchised. So people need to be empowered. And when you can empower people in those kinds of situations by giving them choices, giving them options, not everybody's going to sort of rush to a grief support group or to be interested in aftercare. We understand that, but giving them a choice. Mm-hmm. It's available if they want it, I think, is a very empowering thing.
Well, and we know from experience that when we don't give them choices, they choose nothing, or and
they choose to go elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And loyalty is a big issue that funeral homes are facing now, and it doesn't matter if you've served that family for 2 or 3 generations. They, as you said, what have you done for me lately?
That's right. And so, I mean, I think that building client loyalty is building the experience. It's really a matter of funeral directors and other businesses providing a better experience, which creates new client loyalty. Hey, you know what? You really helped me. Boy, that was so helpful, that booklet, that program, that memorial service. So it actually creates client loyalty. When clients are loyal, when clients are pleased with the experience, they're going to talk to their friends about it. There's going to be referrals. And the funeral director is going to build a reputation for client service in that community so that it's going to become, well, you know, they're the ones to go to because they're the ones that take care of you.
And they're doing something different than what's normally been done, because that's, you know, what funeral homes, you know, need to do is to differentiate themselves, and you know, this is something that that they can easily do, because generally funeral homes just think, oh, well, we'll just keep on providing what we did. And what I'm seeing, and, you know, for the first time in 100 years, you know, there's actually funeral homes going out of business. You know, used to be one of the most stable businesses, you know, from a banking or a financial perspective. And now, you know, they're going out of business. It's because they've just kept on, you know, looking back at the past, and you know, they need to, as you say, Bill, you know, have a paradigm, you know, look at it in a different manner.
I think you're right. And I think, however, I mean, I would just like to kind of add to what you're saying, and to say it's not just necessarily doing something different. It's having your finger on the pulse of what people really want, what people really need, what people are really asking for. And I think that sometimes to understand that, we need to look even beyond the funeral industry. Nothing happens in a vacuum. So what's happening in the funeral industry is happening in, you know, I don't know, the car industry, the furniture industry, all of these kinds of things. And by watching the ads, you're too young to remember Simon and Garfunkel back in the 60s, Rob, but guys like me, I remember it well. And they had one song called The Sounds of Silence. And in that it said that the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. Well, you know, I don't know what's written on the subway walls these days, but if we look out and we look at the ads on television, and if we sort of get a sense of what the message is and find out, you know, what the need that they're really zeroing in on, I think we get a really good clue as to where we have to go and where we have to begin to develop new markets, new ways of looking at it.
Absolutely.
Which is what a paradigm is, a new way of looking at it.
Now, Bill, for, you know, for the attendees that are coming out to Kitchener, you know, what, you know, they're going to, you, it sounds like you're going to have quite the entertaining presentation and that. What can they take away and from that, and you know, even, you know, share with their staff or maybe even implement once they get back to their funeral home?
Well, we'll put together some takeaway, perhaps a sheet of information or whatever for everybody. But one of the things that we'll do is we'll also provide one of my little booklets. I've got a little booklet called Now What, which is just a little 48-page booklet. But the success of it has been so great that in the last 10 years since I wrote it, we've actually printed and distributed over 250,000 of these things. I like to say to people, you know, it costs less than a sympathy card. And that's U.S. dollars or Canadian dollars. And people can personalize these, and people can use them. And the feedback that we get from grieving people is absolutely phenomenal, because it really sort of touches where they're at, and it validates the fact that, you know, grief is a normal response to an unusual situation and all of these kinds of things. So we'll also be providing some of these resources to the people who participate there, and but I think the main thing is they'll have an experience.
Excellent.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Hope I'm not setting myself up for a fall here, but
oh,
nonetheless.
No. I don't think so, Bill. I think it's going to be great. Now, just before I let you go, do you have any last words?
Well, thank you very much, Rob, for this. It's been enjoyable talking to you. I look forward to seeing you on November 28th and 29th. I'd also like to say to the participants that I'm really looking forward to meeting people personally and to making the presentation, and see you in Kitchener. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, you're welcome, Bill. And I'd like to thank Dr. Bill Webster of the Center of the Grief Journey, who will be presenting Paradigms, Priorities, and Possibilities at Funeral Plans Canada 10th Annual Sales Conference that is going to be held in Kitchener, Ontario on November 28th and 29th. For more information and registration details, visit www.funeralplans.net. Check back soon for another FPC pre-conference interview. On behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.